President?
Yes, sir.
Were you calling me, sir? I just got
from
the airport.
They are raising questions about an official or unofficial trip today. Have we told them it's unofficial?
No, sir. We told them it was an official trip today, that the Democratic National Committee had nothing to do with the financing or anything else.
Who decided that?
I asked about the, George was asked at his briefing yesterday, and he told me to find out by whom the fees were being paid, and I asked Jack and Kenny, and found out it was being paid for by the government.
I didn't know that. So you better ask me direct, I imagine, if they're going to put it out.
Yes, sir.
I don't want any political thing in there, but that doesn't mean we don't pay for it.
No, but the Democratic National Committee didn't pay for it, sir, did they?
We haven't paid. Nobody's paid for it yet. That hadn't been determined. But we rather thought maybe we ought to bill them. But I see we've crossed the bridge. We've already done it.
Yes, sir, we have.
And we just got to quit talking that way. We don't characterize these trips. We'll do it, and you got to be positive now. I don't know why Jack would take that on himself.
Well, no, actually, it was more Kenny than it was Jack.
Kenny didn't talk to me about it. He didn't know one goddamn thing about it. Did he tell you to tell him that?
To tell the press?
Yeah.
No, sir, he did not.
Well, then why'd you tell him?
Because I figured you wanted it known that this was not a political trip.
If I had, I'd have said so.
And I was told to find out who was paying for it. That's what I did. And it's much my judgment as is anything else.
Yeah. Well, what you better do?
Not very good.
Yeah, you better find out next time.
All right, sir.
And don't go over and call up John Bailey or somebody else that doesn't
want that. No, I didn't call John Bailey.
Well, Kenny's got nothing to do with this trip. He hadn't been around here. God, I don't know why he would know.
Well, would you want to say that we had that the committee paid for it?
Probably. I rather think so. And I think that's what we'll do anyway, but I don't want it said that without knowing a damn thing about it.
All right, sir. I'll check with you then.
Okay.
Mr. President, are we going to have any advances on those texts for tomorrow? Do you know?
I don't know, but I'm not going to give them to them until we're ready to deliver them.
All right.
So I'm going to have them treat me like they did in the Star tonight. Make sure that way. If you try to accommodate them and give them something ahead of time, and if you do have to change it, I've got to work right up the last minute on them. And I don't care whether they're getting the papers or not. I'm just giving to them, and they got to cover those papers. So I just I think it's a terrible mistake to start giving them these 24 hours ahead or 2 hours either, because then they just murder you. They don't appreciate what you do for them. This is just for their convenience. That's the only reason that we gave to them.
Well, that is true. Now, today it was their convenience, but now tomorrow you're going to be speaking about 8:30, 9 o'clock tomorrow night, and that's going to miss every East Coast AM paper on Wednesday if we don't have some, or rather on Thursday if we don't have some sort of advance on it.
Okay, well, we'll see about tomorrow.